The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Coming from Luke 1:39-45, in those days Mary set out and went with haste to the Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord."
The gospel of Christ is that the kingdom of God has drawn near to us in Jesus. See, at the core of our faith, we celebrate at this time of year that our God is downwardly mobile. The infinite God, the source of all that is, both seen and unseen, has manifested itself through Jesus the Christ, has come down into the finite creation to give us liberty and transformation and great freedom. We celebrate that God is downwardly mobile. It's interesting to juxtapose that word. I recall in the 80s and 90s, young urban professionals were often described as upwardly mobile. Do you remember that? Yeah, they were described as the urban, young urban professionals. We even called them yuppies, I think, at the time. They were described as upwardly mobile. But recently, there's been another trend I find fascinating. If you look on the DIY network, I believe it is, where they have a show, a television program, about people who are downwardly mobile, and they're building these tiny houses. How many of you have seen that or been exposed to it? All right, some have. Matter of fact, there's even a documentary called Tiny. And in this documentary, they follow several couples' attempt to build a tiny house. The homes are stripped down to the essentials. And it's fascinating. They're stripped down to essentials. They're often built on what we would call a flatbed trailer, and often are about 300 square feet or less of living space. Can you imagine that? And some of the people occupying them have families. What are we to make of this as this group becomes intentionally downwardly mobile, and why have they made this choice? Well, we acknowledge that from 1970 up to about 2017 is the last reading that I saw, the average size of a new house in America has almost doubled. Now, many of these tiny houses, I was reading in the article, many of the tiny houses were heard in the real estate crash 10 years ago in 2008. And that's when we really started to see this appear. Some believe that this real estate crash might happen again. Others, in fact, just want and are concerned about the future and natural resource use. Others want to be off the grid. But the most interesting thing that I found is that in recent years, many of these people are redefining their American dream. And I quote, they're focusing on flexibility, financial freedom, and quality of life over quantity of space. These self-proclaimed tiny housers live in homes smaller than the average parking space that you and I might use. While Tiny takes us into their lifestyle and their choice, it's really a coming of age story for a generation that is more connected yet less tied down than ever, and for a society redefining its priorities in the face of a changing financial and environmental living space. These folks are intentionally downwardly mobile. And we can understand that. They're choosing freedom and flexibility. Many of the Americans now, half of their net income is often used for their housing space. And this group is saying, no, we want to make some other choices, attempt some other things. Well, today, in the gospel, particularly in this canticle of Mary, we call the Magnificat, we see that the miracle of Advent and the core of the gospel is proclaimed. We are told that the gospel of God concerning the kingdom is downwardly mobile, calling you and I to be in mission of transformation and kingdom building in this world rather than a mission of evacuation of this world. God is making a loving invasion of this world through Jesus the Christ in the cradle of Mary. First of all, today, the church is downwardly mobile in taking its message to the world instead of expecting the world to come to church. Now, hear me out on this. Most of the things that were used by the mainline Protestant church and even the big box churches during the last half of the 20th century will not be effective in the 21st century. The time is over and it is past. The times when a church could buy that wonderful program for $79.95, and it would tell us all the wonderful ways in which we could, quote, increase our membership in the local church and more people involved in the organization. Well, in the 21st century, that's no longer viable. People are looking for not membership, they're longing for discipleship. People are no longer simply longing to be part of an organization on superficial levels. They're longing to meet the real presence of Jesus the Christ, to receive that in their hearts. They're looking for authenticity, relationship, intimacy, and transformation of themselves and others, because life is much too chaotic and too busy than to be involved in something that doesn't make a difference in your life. When we look at what it is to be downwardly mobile and reach out to others, we have the perfect example today in the gospel reading about John the Baptist. I mean, John the Baptist, in the womb of Elizabeth, recognized the presence of Christ in the womb of Mary and rejoiced and was thrilled. John the Baptist, as a lower priest, went out to the wilderness to those who were not acceptable at the temple, for those who were too poor to buy sacrifices, for those who lived along the practices of the Gentiles of that time, and those who lived in handicapping conditions and difficulty. Instead of expecting them to come to the temple, John the Baptist went out and baptized them. He went to the Jordan. He went to where they were in the midst of their need, met them and offered them the sacrament of baptism, and proclaiming the one yet to come, providing the groundwork for the relationship and interaction with these people to the coming of Christ. Through him, God was downwardly mobile and calls us to be also. Secondly, today, what the Canticle of Mary tells us. The church is downwardly mobile, incarnating itself in humility and service rather than power and prestige. Magnificat. As God comes down, God does so in the ordinary. The Holy One is not born in palaces of power to the princes and rulers of those who take and conquer. The wisdom of God made manifest in Jesus is first and foremost an image of humility and service, and calls us to do so as well. God enters the world in the image of a life-giving vulnerability and a spilling of grace for all who would hear and receive. And for much of the last part of the 20th century, many of us has focused a great deal that God has so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that we might be saved. But in that, we have sometimes forgot that rather than only proclaim that, we are supposed to ingest it and to be a part of it. And perhaps now, hear also the word that described Jesus so well, Micah 6, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your Johann Arnold says, humility is not just gentleness or weakness. It demands the strength of vulnerability, the willingness to hurt, the willingness to go unnoticed, to be last, and at times even receive the least. Humility offers nothing in the way of peace that the world gives to us, but in the peace that God gives to us, it matters most and gives us deep and lasting peace. And third, the church is downwardly mobile and is continuing its mobilizing by interpreting the gospel and birthing the kingdom in our time and in our place. We are called to a theology of transformation, not evacuation. We are called to be a part of that Christ being born and entering this world for its purpose of transformation. Not just to be a part of the in tribe that somehow has a ticket to the eternal. You know, you look at the bedtime prayer that often we were taught. Now I lay me down to, I pray the Lord my soul. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to what? To take. But you listen to the prayer that Jesus taught us. It has no similarity. The prayer that Jesus taught us says, reaching out to God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are called to join as the body of Christ, led by the Spirit of God in this world for the transformation of our own lives and to also engage in the transformation of the community around us. That is our call. I was reading an article from a pastor in Burundi, and some of you may remember various times of the ethnic cleansing and the tribal factions and fighting and genocide that occurred in that country, not just once, but several times in the last quarter of the 20th century. And this pastor was still in seminary, college and seminary, and his father was the pastor of the larger church at that time. And later, he's the one writing the article, some 10, 12 years later, as he had taken over the father's reign and mantle at the church. And what he shared, he said, I love my father dearly. I love him so much. But what he taught our people during that time of genocide is that the world is sinful, the world is fallen, here we will suffer, here we will die, and then somehow we get a ticket into heaven. And he said, as I watched us in our healing process, I realized that was not the gospel of Christ, and it wasn't good enough. That the call was to engage in the healing of the nation. And aided, listen to this, not so much by the men, but a women's movement started in that country on both tribes and began dialogue and a healing process that now has led them to greater health and wholeness. And it's because, as this young pastor wrote, God did not tell us and give us a theology of evacuation. God gave us a theology of transformation with the invasion of love. So I close today by saying that that tiny documentary is a coming-of-age story for a generation that is more connected, yet less tied down than ever, and for a society redefining its priorities in the face of a changing financial and environmental climate. These folks are intentionally downwardly mobile. But I'll tell you honestly, I don't think I'd feel really comfortable in a 200-square-foot home. Can I get an amen? But I do know something, and that is the primary message of the gospel, is that the way to the kingdom of God, the way to the dream of God for humanity, has been birthed in the person of Jesus the Christ, who calls us to a mission of building more than to a mission of evacuation. Thus ends the message of the day. Thanks be to God. I send you forth as a people in whom the living Spirit of Christ still walks the earth. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be upon you always. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First United Methodist Church in Turlock, California. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, share-alike license. For more information about our church, visit www.fumcturlock.org or call the church at 209-668-3000. Visitors are always welcome. And now, may the peace of the Lord dwell in your hearts this day. And may God bless you.